deal with differences. Marriage partners can expect some conflict because of inevitable differences between two people in any relationship. Such differences include the families each spouse grew up in, their previous experiences as individuals, personality and temperament variations, and gender differences due to biological makeup and learned cultural roles. The fundamental reality is that differences between you and your mate have always existed and will always remain. Many husbands and wives seem to have a hard time accepting this fact. They feel attacked, misunderstood, or take it personally whenever it's clear their mate is different in any way. It saves a great deal of unhappiness when spouses accept this fact and learn how to deal with their differences rather than fight them. In the book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, John Gray offers many ways for husbands and wives to both understand and deal with these differences. One fundamental difference between Susan and me affects our interaction and used to trigger a lot of tension when we communicated, until we became aware of this difference through a seminar Susan attended. I am an external processor and problem solver, while Susan is an internal processor and problem solver. I work through issues and problems by talking them out. My style is to analyze, explore the pros and cons of alternative solutions, and then determine which option seems best through joint discussion. Susan, on the other hand, prefers to analyze and review possible solutions in her mind before she's inclined to discuss them. She needs to sort through her feelings, determine the issues, and evaluate what the possible solutions are and what their implications mean to her before she comes to a preferred solution, and before she wants to talk. She feels she can go through this process a lot faster in her mind than in verbal discussion. This is a fairly significant difference between two people, and we found it to be a common one. That can lead to tremendous frustration as any two people attempt to communicate their feelings and to solve problems. One day in the car, I brought up a problem we needed to solve and began talking about it and what I thought it meant, along with some possible alternatives. Susan was staring out the window when I asked her, "Are you mad or upset about this? Don't you want to talk about it?" She looked at me, and then it hit me. "You're processing, aren't you?" I said. She said, "Yes, I'm not mad, just thinking it through." It's important that I understand she's not mad, just thinking. It helps when she verbalizes this. "Let me think about it," before going inside her head. We're still working on how to merge our styles so we can communicate and solve without driving each other crazy.
Whether the differences between you are due to gender or simply to the fact that you are two unique persons, learn how these variations can benefit your marriage. The very differences between you can complement each of your individual lives in areas where either one of you may be deficient. Besides, wouldn't it be boring to be married to a clone of yourself? Marriage, like the rest of life, is interesting because of the diversity of the partners. One of the many differences between Trace and me is our basic orientation to life. I'm very grounded and practical in my general approach to daily living. I focus on current realities and am preoccupied with making sure the bills are paid on time and that we have stability and consistency in our temporal life. Things like health and life insurance, a retirement plan, and so on. Trace, on the other hand, in his effort to make a positive difference in the lives of people, is always looking two decades down the road, trying to change the world. His dreams, scope, and vision are unparalleled by anyone I've ever met, although he sometimes blows me away with the magnitude of his goals. We've learned that we need both of our styles. With me paying attention to our current needs and realities, we can move forward toward many of Trace's goals and dreams that we now share, even though they're much larger than I ever would have imagined. So rather than spend endless hours arguing about whose approach is right or wrong, we've learned that it's far more productive to view these differences as strengths that benefit one another. Trace has learned to appreciate and depend upon my groundedness to balance his life. On the other hand, I've enjoyed expanding my vision to include many of his strengths with the depth and breadth they add to my life. As two individuals attempting to deal with the differences between you, it's best if both of you, A, acknowledge that many differences are inevitable, B, accept your mate in spite of how he or she is different from you, C, focus on ways the differences can help you as individuals and as a couple, D, try to minimize differences by understanding and modifying your own style, like internal-external processing in our example.